My name is DeMonte Sargent, and today for my podcast about gun violence, I will be having a special guest, my Uncle Darius.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
And how do you feel about gun violence? How do you feel about my topic of about gun control or gun violence?
Well, you know, it's a very touchy subject, you know, if you really look into everything. If you really look how gun control is being done now, you wouldn't say that it's very strong. If you look at really all mass shootings that's going on in America, if you look at from Orlando, Virginia Tech, Sandy Hooks, and even the one from 2017 with the Vegas shooting at the Mandalay Bay Resort, I feel like gun control isn't at its strongest. And for us to grow as a country, we need to make sure that's one of the things that we take care of.
I agree with you. And I have another question for you. Do you think it requires change?
With everything comes with change. If you really look at it, to minimize the deaths that are happening in this country, we have to take a hold of gun control. It's more to say that we want to grow as a country, as people. We need to make sure that everyone feels safe and feels protected, because if we don't get a hold on gun control, then everybody will live in a state of fear. Because anything you do now, if you go outside, you're fearful that someone has a gun.
Correct. And one more last question. Why should people care about this topic?
I think a lot of people should care about this topic because everyone has a family. Nobody wants to get the sad news of someone dying in their family and having to bury their own children, their own family members, due to the fact that someone was died in a case of gun violence.
I agree with you. And some facts that I have is how at least over 15,000 people were fatally shot in the U.S. overall in 2019, including suicides and just several other non-necessary deaths over gun violence.
But not only if you look at it, even if we take care of getting right with gun control, you have to look at everything in a broader aspect. Not only are people getting shot, you also have people committing suicide. You have children dying because they're playing with such weapons. And if we get right with gun control, we teach people how to be better with guns. We teach them how to make sure that everything is taken care of. We won't have such incidents.
Mm-hmm. And as I was reading an article named The Guardian, I have found the quote that has stated, the right to live free from violence, discrimination, and fear has superseded by a sense of entitlement to own a practically unlimited array of deadly weapons.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you really look at everything now, almost every American carries a gun or has a gun in the house, and the main quote would be to use it for protection via burglar or someone threatening their life. If you look now, a lot of people that do shoot, they are saying it's an act of self-defense. If it wasn't just a cold-blooded killer, it's mostly self-defenses now. And if that's how we're going to go now going forward in the country, we could see death rising very high.
Yeah, but I feel that the world that we live in, I feel that everybody should have the right to live their life to the fullest. And it's not always about murdering somebody else or even killing an innocent person.
Yeah, and the reason gun control is such a touchy subject is because it is one of our amendments. You have the right to bear arms. But at what point does it become very more than just carrying an arm, having the right to bear arms? You have to now look at the situation as, can we be able to survive everyone carrying weapons?
True. And I think that will be it for my podcast today. Thank you, Darius.
No problem.